Almost 2 months are coming to an end of this new year. The Middle East is tense. The US is building up forces near Strait of Hormuz. Iran is negotiating but also preparing. Gaza is still in a bad condition, and in the middle of all this, Prime Minister Narendra Modi boards a plane to Israel. Not just for a routine visit, but for something much bigger. This is Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel after his historic 2017 trip. Back then it was symbolic because he was the first ever Indian Prime Minister to visit Israel. But then this time, it is strategic, and the timing of all this is extremely sensitive. The moment he landed in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu personally received him at the airport. Just like he did in 2017. Keep in mind, in geopolitics, optics matter a lot. From there, both leaders travel together to Jerusalem. Every move is carefully watched, not just by India and Israel, but by Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, and even United States. Now here's where it gets interesting. Just 3 days before the visit, Netanyahu announces something big, what he calls a hexagon of alliances, a new geopolitical bloc. He names India as a core partner, along with Israel, Greece, and Cyprus. He says this group will counter what he calls the radical Shia and radical Sunni axis. In simple words, he's talking about Iran on one side and emerging extremist Sunni networks on the other. So suddenly Modi's visit is not just bilateral diplomacy. It becomes part of a larger power game. Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Netanyahu. Defense and security was a major focus. Israel is already one of India's top defense suppliers. There is even talk that India's indigenous air defense project, Sudarshan Chakra, may study elements of Israel's Iron Dome system. Then comes trade. The first round of negotiations for the India-Israel Free Trade Agreement has already begun in New Delhi from February 23rd. That's just 2 days before Prime Minister Modi's arrival in Israel. Trade between the two countries have actually fell, largely due to uncertainty in the Red Sea, disruption caused by Houthis, and the larger Middle East conflicts that have temporarily impacted the shipping volumes. So this FTA is important. It's about market access, technology sharing, customs simplification, AI, cybersecurity, agriculture, water management, all the high-tech stuff. But diplomacy is never just about economics. There is more to it. Prime Minister Modi addressed the Knesset, which is Israel's parliament, becoming the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. Symbolically, that's huge. There he said, India stands with Israel, firmly with full conviction.
India stands with Israel, firmly, with full conviction, in this moment and beyond.
Now, before Prime Minister Modi's arrival to the Israeli parliament, the Israeli opposition staged a walkout from the parliament. It was not because of Prime Minister Modi's arrival. It was simply because the Israeli Supreme Court president was not invited to the parliament. Because there is an ongoing political drama happening in Israel regarding Supreme Court's president's legitimacy. So it was not because of Prime Minister Modi's arrival. And then Prime Minister Modi also visited Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. He then attended Innovation Event. There was a private dinner, a diaspora interaction with the Indian Jewish community. Everything looks smooth from the outside, but beneath the surface, there are tensions. Let me point them out one by one. First is the Iran factor. Prime Minister Modi flies to Israel at a time when US President Donald Trump is openly threatening Iran again and has positioned significant military power near Strait of Hormuz. If you remember last year, the US struck Iran's nuclear facilities even while negotiations were going on. And then we also know that on 23rd February, the Indian embassy in Tehran has advised all Indians in Iran to leave. Then naturally a simple question will come to your mind. What if things escalate while Prime Minister Modi is standing next to Netanyahu in Israel? Optics matter, and in geopolitics, perception is everything. It does create some form of tension. And the second point is the India-Iran relationship. India once imported major oil volumes from Iran. That stopped in 2017 due to US sanctions. The Chabahar port project is shut as of now. Trade has declined. And later this year, India will host the BRICS summit, where Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian is expected to attend. So Prime Minister Modi has to balance things very carefully. One wrong signal can complicate regional equations. Then the third point is regarding Gaza. Now this visit by Prime Minister Modi comes after 2 years of intense war in Gaza since the October 2023 attack. Israel is also actively planning to extend control over most West Bank territories. Around 100 countries have signed a UN statement criticizing Israel's actions. Even India has signed, but a day later. That delay was noticed by international community. It signals India's balancing act. And now when Prime Minister Modi stands shoulder to shoulder with Netanyahu, the world will listen very carefully to what he says about Gaza and Palestine. In fact, he did speak about Gaza and Palestine in the Israeli parliament. Here's the key statement. If you look at the tone, it is largely diplomatically neutral. India is not abandoning Israel and is also not ignoring Palestinian concerns, framing itself as a responsible global actor that supports dialogue and long-term peace. But at the same time, Netanyahu understands the broader reality. Both India and Israel face similar security challenges. Some issues are best addressed quietly, through strategic coordination behind the scenes, rather than through grand public declarations. In diplomacy, some messages are meant for optics, and others are meant for action. And then comes domestic Israeli politics. Israel is heading towards elections. Netanyahu is under pressure over the October 2023 attacks. The opposition is attacking Netanyahu's government for not inviting Supreme Court precedent as per protocol. So there are significant challenges for Netanyahu in 2026 elections, which he has to figure out how to navigate. So what started as a strategic visit now carries diplomatic, symbolic, and political weight. And finally, the bigger picture. Netanyahu has proposed the hexagon idea to Prime Minister Modi. He also explained the framework of this alliance. This will include Israel, India, Greece, Cyprus, plus Arab, African and Asian states against radical Shia and Sunni axes. Something similar to India-UAE-Israel cooperation. Basically, Israel wants India inside a clearly defined strategic bloc. Although as of now, India has not formally accepted it, because it has to balance itself through non-alignment policy. There are old ties with Iran, and then India has strong investment in the Gulf. So for India, this is delicate. India has deep defense ties with Israel, strong energy ties historically with Iran, growing relations with Saudi Arabia and UAE, and also strategic interest in BRICS. India doesn't want to be seen as choosing sides. And then there is US nuclear aircraft carrier currently sitting in Mediterranean Sea. We know it is for Iran. The next round of US-Iran nuclear talks is scheduled for 26 February in Switzerland. The one in the Mediterranean Sea is the USS Gerald R. Ford. It was redeployed from the Caribbean near Venezuela to the Mediterranean Sea primarily to pressure Iran. If you see, diplomacy is happening in Switzerland. US military forces are signaling readiness in case talks fail. So one carrier group is in Gulf and the other one is in Mediterranean. It is a reassurance to US allies like Israel and Gulf partners that the US is committed to their security. In case Israel attacks Iran, and Iran asks Hamas and Hezbollah from Lebanon and Gaza to attack on Israel, then this aircraft carrier deployed in Mediterranean is going to be of great help to Israel. A lot of things are happening simultaneously. So this visit by Prime Minister Modi is not just about signing agreements, it's about optics, it's about signaling without saying too much. If you remember, Netanyahu's planned visit to India was postponed in late November 2025, after the November 10th terror blast near Delhi's Red Fort. India and Israel has been aligned since a long time. Then the important question comes, why does the Indian Prime Minister need to physically travel to Israel? And that too when things are heating up in the Middle East. Always remember this point. A visit during peacetime is routine diplomacy. But then a visit during tension is strategic signaling. In geopolitics, sometimes what you don't say matters more than what you sign. Instead of hidden angles, there are layered angles. Suppose if the Iran issue escalates into a war, maybe India wants to know real-time strategic coordination, or updated threat assessments, or quiet intelligence exchanges. These things are rarely announced publicly. Major security partners don't rely on phone calls when regional war risk rises. Similarly, a personal physical visit during unstable times will ensure that there are no misunderstandings, no misinterpretation of India's UN statements, no strategic gaps. Sometimes diplomacy is about preventing silence from being misread. And then, as I said, Netanyahu will have to face elections this year. So maybe India wants to secure defense supply chains early before any kind of things changes. Or maybe it is simply a balancing act. As I said, India has also energy interest with Iran, connectivity interest via Chabahar port, strategic autonomy with BRICS. By visiting Israel while also supporting a UN-backed Gaza peace framework, India is trying to signal that it is not in any bloc. It talks to all sides. And this automatically strengthens India's negotiation leverage with the United States, Iran, Gulf countries, Israel. But personally, my inclination is more towards the first three points. Prime Minister Modi also took a photo with the Fauda team. For those of you who don't know Fauda, it is an Israeli political thriller. It is very nice. If you have time, watch it. You will love the show. Taking a photo with them is soft power and cultural signaling, recognition of Israeli pop culture, a friendly informal diplomatic gesture. At the same time, since further revolves around counter-terror operations, this photo-taking movement aligns with India-Israel defense cooperation. India and Israel already collaborate closely on intelligence, drones, missile systems, etc. It certainly reinforces a shared stance against terrorism. So even a simple photo can be cultural diplomacy as well as strategic messaging. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.